Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and we have a very special guest. In fact, we have a couple guests on the show this week, and one is Grayson. He is my oldest grandson, and my daughter, Jennifer, was Jennifer, and what's your dad's name?
Chris.
Chris, that's right. They let him part ways and come here and do the show. Let's just get right down to it. You like fishing, don't you?
Yep. And eating fish.
Yeah, no, you like eating fish. Lots of fish. You like eating crappie, don't you? Yeah, lots of crappie.
I ate all the fish today.
I know you did. So let's talk. One of the ways that you catch a lot of fish is trolling, isn't it? Like trolling. So we'll just start, and you tell us about trolling. How do these? This is a B&M. Pole that we're using for trolling. How does that work? You put the line out,
And then you put the line out. Then, like, you turn it a little, then just let it sit, probably.
And then it sits there and it vibrates, huh? Yep.
So and when it starts vibrating a lot, you know, there's a fish on.
Yeah, when they pull on it. Yep. So what are these? Do you know what these are? Yeah.
They're like float on the water. So when they start shaking a lot, you know they're a fish on.
Yep. Planer board. So we use these. You know how to take them on and off, don't you? And you actually use the bait caster, don't you? The bait caster reel you put in gear, but you count them out, don't you? You put the line out. You know how far. So you know how these work. And then, and we're also... This coming year, we're going to have flags. When a fish gets on, it's going to move the flag. So we haven't done that yet.
No, because, that's going to be all helpful now.
Yeah, because normally we just use those planer boards, but you have to tell us what your favorite colors are, because this is what you usually use to catch these crappie on Beaver Lake, isn't it?
Okay. My favorite colors are...
There you go. Grab one and show them each one of your favorite colors.
My favorite color is red and black.
That's red crawl. You like that one? For catching everything, huh? And you can catch everything on that. What's your next? You ended up picking four colors. What was another one that you liked?
My second favorite one is this one, a Christmas tree.
Seems appropriate since it's Christmas just got over with, and there's an actual Christmas tree behind us. Yep. So what do we usually catch on that? Crappie. Yep. All right. What's your next favorite one after that? You like to eat crappie, so we have to have multiples of them, don't we? Sometimes we put out like two Christmas trees, don't we? What's another one you like?
This one.
Oh, pink splatterback.
I like the name of it and the colors on it. So bright.
You think that's what attracts the crappie to bite them?
Because it looks so cool. They're like, it's probably going to taste so good since it looks so cool.
Yeah, I think that's what they think too. So what else you got? What's your number one favorite color? And it's probably the number one catching crappie color on Beaver Lake.
I would say it's this one.
Oh, okay.
And this one.
Those two? Yeah, they're pretty good. How about that chrome and blue? What are you holding back on that one? You didn't want to show anyone that one?
It did look kind of cool because the blue and this looks so shiny.
Right. You think that attracts fish? All right. So tell us about when you're out trolling and you're fishing and you're catching them. Who's the net person? Who's doing the net? Who's done the net for you in the past?
You.
Yeah?
You and Nana.
Yeah.
But today I used the net one time.
Yeah, you actually ran the net. So, yeah, that was pretty good.
And the fish was really heavy.
It was a big fish. Today we caught a couple of big fish today, but when you're crappie fishing, sometimes your dad comes, he nets the fish for you. But and the net that we use, what's different about the net that we use? It's a long handle, don't it?
It's usually just short and long. It kind of depends how far you can get it to you. If it's like really big, you might want a long one to put it out because you need a lot of strength since it's really big. But if it's a small one, you need like not really that much because it's small and you can reel it in kind of really close to it. So you can just pick it up real easy.
Because we have to be careful because those crappie will flip off, won't they? Mm-hmm. Like they'll be almost to the boat and almost to the net. And they'll jump, won't they?
Yeah, the tail is like this.
Yep. So what's your favorite way? What's your favorite way of catching fish, you think?
My favorite way is the way you just put all the poles out. So you don't really have to do anything.
Trolling?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you can just wait. It's kind of easy because you don't have to do anything. You can just wait.
Right.
So you don't really have to use that much energy.
Right. And how about live scoping when you use the electronics? We caught some, remember that? We caught crappie that one day. We sat on a brush pile and I'd cast out and then you'd reel it in and catch them. You caught quite a many, didn't you, that one day? Mm-hmm. Yep. So you kind of like that a little bit? All right. Well, what else you have to say? What else? Is there another way you like to catch fish? You like catching the bream down at the boat dock?
Uh-huh. Because you have to, because there's food you can give it to. They're right. Yummy.
Yeah, we catch lots of them right off of that.
One time we got 10. 10 or 8.
Uh-huh. Yep. So anyway, that takes us to the first edition of Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. Of course, Pico Lures... they make all these lures, these pink splatter backs, and grab the Christmas tree. And the Christmas tree. So that's what they make. They also have a line of soft plastics and terminal tackle that you can catch all kinds of game fish on. The other special sponsor that we're going to throw a shout out to is Church's Planer Boards, because we like doing planer boards. And this was the first year that Grayson actually puts a planer board on himself and then lets the pole out. Like you do the whole thing, don't you? When we're trolling, you do everything, let the pole out, you reel them in, you put the planer board on.
The only thing you have to do about it is just tell me when to stop pushing it out. Like tell me the number of how many. To go.
How many poles? Yeah. So that you don't let too much out.
Yeah. Soon I can do it by myself and you don't have to do anything.
I know. I like that. Mm-hmm. That'll be this year, this summer coming up. Because how old are you?
8.
You're 8. Yep. And you've been practicing driving the boat a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yep. So the other one is, and this is important because it's cold this time of year, is Striker insulated rain jacket, and also the Striker Denali insulated bibs. So they got the bibs and they also have the rain jacket right there. So make sure you check them out at strikerbrands.com, churchestackle.com, and picolures.com. Appreciate you being on the show, Grayson. And any words of wisdom before Bristow comes on, talks a little bit about fishing? Go early, stay late, bring lots of food.
Because we're going to need a lot of food to eat because I love fish.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Bristow's on. So this is the second part of our podcast show, and Bristow is here, my youngest daughter's oldest son. And Bristow does a lot of fishing with us, does a lot of trolling, don't you, for catfish?
Yes.
And what do you troll with planer boards? How does that work?
You have to put them on the rack.
Uh-huh, the rack, yep. Yeah. And the rod holder, and you put them on that, and then how do you know what colors you're going to use? You pick them out, don't you?
Yeah.
What colors have you picked out here to show people?
Pink splatter back.
Yeah, pink splatter back. This is a clown color. What's this? This is appropriate. What's that?
It's Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's right, Christmas tree. You picked out... Some other, you like the green color pattern, it looks like. But what's this? Who made this color?
Daddy.
Your dad did, that's right. It's called Paycheck, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the bomb. We catch a lot of crappie on that, don't we?
Uh-huh.
Yep. So normally when you go fishing, what do you, like, what do you want to catch? What are you trying to catch?
Catfish.
Yeah, I know you're big into catfish now. And so wherever the pink is, this is what we use to catch catfish, isn't it?
Also this.
Yeah, pink splatterback and this is a pink glimmer. And so we catch them. When do we catch the fish trolling? What time of year?
When it's cold.
No, in the summertime, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the summertime.
Because then you like to go swimming afterwards.
Yeah.
So what do you think about fishing? What's the hardest part about fishing?
Whenever you like get a huge fish and right. It takes you down in the water.
Yeah. Those are the big ones, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you go out and you go fishing, who makes the snacks? Who brings the snacks? Who supplies the snacks?
Mommy.
Oh, Mommy does. She always packs your lunch?
Yeah.
Is there any suggestion you'd like to give to her on what she should pack?
No.
No?
She just packs them, and if they're broken, I just pick another one.
Oh, well, how about what did you have today out on the lake?
A protein bar.
A protein bar. You had something else, too. You had trail mix, didn't you?
No, I had Chex Mix.
Oh, Chex Mix. Yep. Is that what that's called?
Yeah. It's like different kinds.
Oh. So tell us about the reels that you're using. Because didn't you get something for Christmas? What'd you get for Christmas?
A reel.
Yeah, a reel bait caster.
Yeah,
and that's what you've been using when you've been trolling too, isn't it? Bait casters. Yeah. And you put them in there. You pull the line off. Is that how you do that? Yeah. And your pole does that? Your new pole, Christmas pole does that?
Yeah.
And then do you throw a spinning rod? The one with the bail?
I got practice line on it.
Yeah?
It's rainbow line.
Oh, okay. Rainbow so you have plant. Practice. You have practice line on to do that?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to go fishing, who would you go fishing with? Who's your favorite person to go fishing with?
Papa and Daddy.
Oh, okay. Well, we went today, so that's probably what he remembers mostly. But yeah, we went out today and we caught some fish, didn't we?
Yeah.
And you used a bunch of different rods.
Yeah, but not splatters.
Yeah, we didn't use any splatterbacks. We didn't use crankbaits today. We used soft plastics.
And we didn't use this.
Pink splatterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like using that because you can catch crappie and you like trolling.
You can catch catfish and...
Yep, and crappie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll catch a walleye on that too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what's the biggest fish you ever caught?
The one that I was like 3 and I caught the big one.
Oh, when you were 3 years old, you caught a great big one?
Yeah.
Yeah? What kind of fish
or
was
it? Four.
Oh, or four? Yeah. Because how old are you?
I'm 5.
And do you have a brother now?
Yes.
Does he like to fish?
No, he can't.
Oh, he can't? Why can't he fish?
He's a baby, and he's not any numbers.
Oh, he's not any numbers. He's not even
he's
one, is he?
Zero.
Well, he's 6 months old or somewhere around in there.
He's 6,
so.
He's 6 years.
No, he's not 6 years because you're 5 years old.
No, he's 6 years.
He's 6 months old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So when you go fishing, what do you look for a good place to fish? How do you know a good place to fish?
Wherever it's dark.
Dark?
Yeah.
In the shade?
Yeah. That's where the catfish are.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You say catfish, but you mean that for a lot of fish.
Yeah.
I think you mean crappie, too, when you say catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
because anything that gets on this is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, I know. You like...
Sometimes I eat catfish and sometimes I don't.
Do you reel the fish in when you catch them?
Yeah.
When you're trolling?
Yeah, they just bite like that.
Yeah.
They just.
So who nets the fish?
Daddy or you.
Yeah, that's right. But sometimes, your mom does too sometimes, and she goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Well, there you have it. There's Bristow, and that's Bristow. You like to say anything before you go? No, huh?
I like catfish, but that's the only thing I like to like eat out of a fish roll.
Oh, okay. There you go. There you have it. That also takes it to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. And, of course, all these crankbaits we were talking about, they're all Pico crankbaits. But anyway, you can check them out online at picolures.com. Hey, tell them what your favorite song is. Is it a fishing song?
Thunderstruck.
There you go. There you have it.
And that's a fishing song.
Okay. It is today. You did. You sang it today on the boat. So
fish like it.
Yeah, fish do like it. That's for sure. Classic fish like it. Anyway, there you have it. Like I always like to say, make sure you keep your hook sharp. Your lure's in the water.